As California experiences yet another year in a drought, local wineries have adopted new methods and technologies to continue growing grapes. KCBX's Sophie Lincoln has more.
Gary Eberle is the owner of Paso Robles' Eberle Winery. He says the vineyard uses its own irrigation systems and new technologies like overhead trough protection for the grapes. Eberle says extra irrigation is common in California vineyards since you can't count on the rain.
Without additional water, it's almost impossible to get a crop. It's almost impossible to keep the vines alive.
The winery has also cut the amount of water that they use to grow grapes by more than 2 acres of a foot, or roughly 651,000 gallons.
I think a lot of people think that in the wine industry, the grape industry, that we are, you know, we're wasteful. And it's just the opposite. We use the least we can.
The most common grapevine in California is called Vitis vinifera. It is native to the Mediterranean region and requires less water than crops like avocados and almonds. That's according to Cal Poly Enology professor Frederico Casasa. He says too little water can alter the taste of wine.
Usually drought conditions result on grapes that are much more concentrated. They are also more concentrated in sugars. So essentially, these typically result on higher alcohol wines.
Casasa says new methods and technologies, like those used at Eberle Winery, are constantly emerging to allow vineyards to continue to produce wine. California is currently in its second year of drought. According to the National Integrated Drought Information System, most of San Luis Obispo County and parts of Monterey and Santa Barbara counties are in severe drought. For KCBX News, I'm Sophie Lincoln.